Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
And away we go. Scott Spears off and running with you on this March the 8th, Tuesday, March the 8th, 2022, 16 minutes past the hour. And what are we all talking about this morning? Holy Moses Malone, it is the gas prices. What else are on people's mind? What else is on people's mind but the gas prices? Well, let's just kick it off this morning. I'm going to read the story as I have it right here off the AP wire. If I can get it up here. If you want to know why the gas prices are the way they are, why we're breaking records, I'm going to tell you here this morning. So aren't you glad you got up this morning? Here we go. Let's start here. As the national average for a regular gallon of gas broke the all-time record in the United States on Tuesday, which is today, this is from the papers this morning, many are wondering how long this surge may continue and when gas prices at the pump will finally go down. The dramatic rise in cost has sent drivers into a frenzy. Gas Buddy, the popular fuel savings app that gives users the cost of gas in their area, had their online services go down temporarily on Monday due to record-breaking traffic as people look for the cheapest place to fill up their tank. As of Monday evening, the average cost for a gallon of gas in this country is $4.06, according to the AAA. The current price, up 6 cents from Sunday and 45 cents from last week, is the closest it has ever been to the all-time record of $4.11 set in July of 2008. The current price is expected to eclipse that record, at some point this week, experts predict, and costs are expected to continue to rise throughout the year. Here is what we know about the current gas prices. Why are they rising, you might ask? There are a few factors contributing to the increase, but the main reason is the Russian invasion of Ukraine. Patrick Dehan, head of petroleum analysis at fuel savings app GasBuddy, told USA Today, "The sanctions put on Russia by the U.S. and European Union severely impacted Russia's ability to sell crude oil, one of the biggest determiners of gas prices. Since the country is one of the biggest energy suppliers, crude oil prices have dramatically risen. The cost for a barrel of crude oil had ups and downs on Monday. A barrel of U.S. crude oil settled at $119.40 per barrel, up 3.2% earlier touching $130.50. Brent crude, the international standard, settled at $123.21. That's up 4.3%. The sanctions could become more severe as well. So as long as things continue to go on in the Ukraine, the gas prices are going to be rough. But to be honest with you, if things settle down in the Ukraine, I don't think we're going to lift our sanctions because we don't want Russia to go anywhere else in the world. So the gas prices are going to be very difficult. What we're learning is that they may top out in May. What people are predicting right now is that gas prices will reach a peak in May of $4.25 per gallon, but they will continue to remain over $4 until November. The average price in 2022 is expected to be $3.99. So here we are. Does anybody have anything to say about the gas prices? 740-751-4038. Now, remember, we're not in the studio, or I'm not in the studio. I'm broadcasting from home base here during my little sabbatical, but glad I can be with you every morning. Hope you can hear me okay out there in listener land. But I know you have something to say about the gas. Remember to write down this alternative number, 740-751-4038. This whole article is kind of misleading, to be honest with you, because it starts out by saying the national average for a regular gallon of gas has broke the all-time record in the United States as of today, Tuesday. But it says, well, maybe this is for a week. Yeah, maybe for a week, $4.11. Maybe that's the difference. All right. Oh, my goodness. The gas prices are high. Go ahead, caller.
We want to point out that I'm still at $1.25.
$1.25?
Yep. Or if you're a senior citizen,
60 cents. Oh, to ride the bus. But you know, and I know you're not in the administration there, but do you think it can remain that low with the gas prices being this high?
I wondered about that. If gas prices don't come down, I do wonder if they will up the fare. I mean, I know we're subsidized by the government, but, someone's got to take the law.
Well, I it's amazing to me that this has happened because, do you think this could push us more toward solar-driven cars?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, because I keep wondering about that. I keep thinking, how long can people pay over $4 for a gallon of gas in the economy that we have right now?
Right. Just like with the cars and, like, groceries. I think a lot of people, I'm not even trying to be funny, I honestly think a lot of people will consider, if not opting for, a more vegan option, or more meat with Mondays and stuff like, hamburger, you can forget steak, but like even just hamburger and chicken and roast and stuff, I mean, and then Kevin helps you if you're one of these elderly people that takes a Dixie cup full of medication in the morning, I mean, you know, you gotta, you have choices to make. He's going to be eating or taking medicine or driving the car. We can't do all.
Well, you know what? This bears repeating. Now, I'm going to get a piece of paper here because we might want to mention this quite a bit. Now, what is the price to ride the bus and what are the age requirements?
$1.25 for full fare.
That's back and forth.
Nope, that's one way.
Oh, that's one way. You said full fare.
Full fare, yeah, like if you're no discount. Full price.
Oh, okay. So, but one way.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's going to be $2.50 for full fare.
Right.
Okay, and that's no discounts.
Veterans, and kids under 5 are free.
Oh, good.
And senior citizens, elderly, and disabled are 60 cents.
Well, I might fall into one of those categories at this point. So.
Elderly.
Yeah, I'm getting there. I might get the 60-cent deal. That's right. I'm slipping down there. Now, do you have to present, like, a veteran's card or your driver's license for senior citizens or veterans?
Yep, we check the license because, unfortunately, everyone's not on it. So, our senior is 65 and older.
Now, is 60 cent, is that one way or both ways?
That's one way.
One way. So, $1.20 both ways. Now, what's the bus station number, the central dispatch?
382-9850.
Now, it will run out here to Meyer parking lot. Which way does it go, north, south, and I guess west?
So, as far as we go on the east side is Meyer, and then on the opposite side of the road is Fair River. And on the north side, we go from Lee Street clear out to Mopike County. West side is Lansing, and south side, that's me, is the Dodge dealership,
Now, if I call the...
We also have the special bus, but you have to, that's a little bit more complicated. That requires, we do go up to 5 miles outside of the city limit, but we only take cash. You can't use a bus pass, and you have to pay double fares, and you have to schedule it 24 hours in advance. But they start running as early as 6 a.m., and they go until 5:30, where the regular on-demand is 8 to 4.
And how much is the bus pass?
$15 a month, and regular adults,
think
there's
$30
a month.
$30 a month?
Yeah, you can ride unlimited on that.
Unlimited. Now, just out of curiosity, if I said, come pick me up at Meijer, I need to go to, let's say, the doctor across town, do I have to transfer buses?
Yes, because most doctor's offices, I'm assuming, are on the south side, so you would get, and we do door-to-door, so we come get you at Meijer, and you come in and transfer to the south bus, and you take the south bus to the doctor's office. But I think it's cool because we're one of the last transits that do door-to-door. Most places you have to walk, we might have to walk a block or two to a bus station.
But even though I would have to transfer buses, it would still be the same $1.25, right?
Right, yeah. You get like a plastic transfer token when you get off of the bus at the transfer station, and that gets you onto the other bus. So you don't pay another fare. You just use that transfer token to get to the other bus.
Now, the biggest question is, do I have to call you if I'm at the doctor's office and I say, okay, I'm going to be done here in about an hour?
Yeah, we don't. We use on-demand. So whenever you call, if you call the dispatcher, and then I have a tablet in the bus, and they put your call on my tablet, and then I come and get that.
Now, what are the normal times? I know it varies, but what are the normal times?
We start running at 8 a.m., and we last pick up at 4 p.m., and we run about a half hour.
So about a half hour for you to come pick me up?
With that being said, I need to get over because I've got work to do.
Hey, go ahead. Go ahead. Thank you. All right, again, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. It's what everybody's talking about this morning. It is the gas prices. Give us a buzz. We'd love to hear from you. 740-751-4038. Remember, we've got the alternate number because we are not in the studio. Because of the gas prices today is what I'm going to say. I'm not in the you know, this is the perfect time to do the show from home when the gas prices reach an all-time high. $4.06. As of today, is the average. What are they here in Marion? Is anybody out driving around this morning? I haven't been out of the house here in a day or so. What are the gas prices here in Marion? Does anybody know? What are the gas prices in Delaware and Bucyrus and the areas around Marion? Give me a buzz. 740-751-4038. That's 740-38-75. You know, I'm going to do this all the time. It's going to take me a long time to get used to this. 740-751-4038. What are the gas prices around town? And is this causing panic? I don't know. Is it causing panic? Well, the bus route, that's a way to go if you don't want to pay the exorbitant gas prices right now. $1.25 full fare. No discounts. That's a one-way, though. $2.50 there and back, round trip, I guess is what we'd say, with no discounts. If you are a veteran or a child under 5, it's free. Now, that's an amazing service for a veteran and a child under 5. Seniors, 60 cents, so $1.20 both ways. And a monthly unlimited bus pass, $15 for seniors, $30 for everybody else, unlimited. And that telephone number to call if you'd like those, 740-382-9850. 740-382-9850. So that's the story on gas this morning. You know, I live close to Meijer, but I did not walk outside this morning and see what the gas price is. What are the gas prices around town? Is anybody out there driving around this morning, or did anybody go out last night and see what the gas prices are? It's good to know that they're predicting that the gas price will top out at $4.25 in May And then, well, I guess it's going to stay above $4 through November, but that's very difficult on people's checkbook. I don't know what that's going to do to summer vacations. I guess it's a good time to work from home, if you're one of those work from home people. Who knows? 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz. 740-751-4038. Anything else on your mind this morning besides the gas prices? That's not a particularly happy story, but it is where we are, unfortunately. Now, something, well, you know what I'm interested in? Who's going to get the blame for this? Because somebody's going to get the blame. People do not want to pay this much for gasoline. So, is the political world going to get the blame? Is Ukraine going to get the blame? Is Russia going to get the blame? Is the fact that we have not gone solar powered going to get the blame? What's going to get the blame here? When people's pocketbooks start to get hit, then the blame game comes. Who's going to get the blame for these record-breaking gas prices? 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, Scott.
Good morning.
I just spoke with we have a visiting newscaster. We couldn't get your buddy Sam Donaldson, so we found, we went about seven steps below him. But we did find a halfway decent newsman. He wanted to know if the gas prices should be the lead story. He was also kind of wondering, because gas is obviously influencing the ability to pay for other things, if he can't afford electricity, I mean, I'm not sure what we can do, because we have to buy gas instead,
Well, I think gas should be the lead story tomorrow, because I think we're going to break the record today.
Okay, I didn't know how important that is, because it's a national story. I mean, it's everywhere, but it's rather painful. I mean, I remember gas prices just over $4 many years ago, but then they went way down. And I remember several years ago they were in the low to mid ones. And around the Franklin Delaware County line, there $4.09 is the price point. Basically, yesterday I got another notice that gas was going up again, but who knows? $4.09 is pretty crazy. Diesel is close to $5.
But who's going to get the blame in all this is what I wonder.
Well, it sometimes depends upon political leanings and how you analyze it. Certainly there is discussion about pipelines being closed, and I certainly am of that school of thought. It's a multifaceted blame. Mr. Truman said the buck stops here, so we always take a look at our politicians. So are the oil companies like the pharmaceutical companies, are they greedy? Well, of course they are. So many, many factors. It's with the increasing weather, it's a good time to get the bicycle out, or if it's not far, to walk. Or if you're buying a new car, people are buying hybrids and plug-ins, but there's price gouging at car dealerships too. So it's kind of an evil cycle that we're in.
Yeah, but would people have been okay? See, I've always said that people are not really interested in what's going on overseas. Would people have been okay if we would not have sanctioned Russia? Because that is really where this is coming from.
I think an opportunity is being taken. And how much of our oil comes from Russia? Relatively small amount. But world politics will affect many things. And there's panic. The price of a barrel of oil, now that it's been three figures. Remember, a couple of years ago, it was relatively close to zero. Even at some point, I think it was actually negative because there was an excess. And spring also, when gas tends to go up. So many, many factors. People getting spring fever over the weekend, but the weatherman seems to indicate that next weekend will be very different from this past weekend. So many things affecting the entire landscape.
Well, I don't know. in the grand scheme of things, people were paying $3.50, $3.75 for a gallon of gas last week. Now they're paying $4.06. So they're paying 26, 27 cents more than they were last week. About a quarter per gallon. That is making up for about what Russia supplies the world with. It's not like it doubled.
Yeah, it certainly is cyclical. And we remember gas prices being less than half what they are now. And it seems like, well, can you find gas where the price begins with a 3? Now we're happy to find something in the low 4s. And just as people are getting out of the house more, the Columbus mask, or the illegal mask, so-called mandate, has ended. And Worthington's expected to follow suit. And so that affects people going places. And, of course, that's done with fuel. Even if you have a motorcycle, they get good mileage, but you still have to buy the gas.
But, much like with immigration, okay, listen, it doesn't matter how much they're selling gas for in other countries. The oil industry is here in the United States that supplies the gas companies. So how much are you marking this stuff up? And can you lower it when we're having an issue? We cannot control how much oil we're getting from Russia. We can't control how much they're selling it for. But we can certainly control how much our markup is here in the United States. Why don't we ever pay attention to the people in the United States who actually have control over this?
It's kind of like the pharmaceutical industry, isn't it? Stories about what does insulin cost, what do these medications cost, what is the cost in other countries, supply and demand. And people will also say, well, look at what gas costs in Europe. It's always been high. But there's advantages of living in an America where gas prices are historically relatively lower. They just are differences in our lifestyle. And, today's cars, they tend to be more efficient, require less maintenance. A lot of people drive hybrids, myself included. But even at $4 a gallon, you're still feeling the impact when not long ago the price began with a 2. And they just jumped so quickly. And you don't know, and everybody, it's he said, she said. And does the blame filter into the White House? Well, I say it does, but that's not the only factor. There are many things.
Well, I don't want to be too political on this whole thing, but it would seem to me that, I'm just going to say this because this came to me the other day, and this has nothing to do with the gas prices, but, there are 1,000 stories and 1,000, tens of thousands of stories that have been done on media bias, and they'll say, well, that station's biased. They've got political leaning, so on and so forth. How many studies have ever been done on the audience bias? Because if you don't like the president for some reason, and you are listening to a station that is doing a story of him that is positive, even though it is the truth, you're not going to like it because you don't like him. Now, why don't we do studies on audience bias? But God knows we do hundreds of thousands of stories on media bias.
There are biases in all directions, Scott. And right now, there's so much divisiveness, whatever the best word is. Me as an independent, you're not quite sure what I'm going to say, but certainly some of my opinions are well known. This pipeline thing is really coming into play. We shouldn't be dependent upon other countries, especially countries where there's quite a bit of controversy. And that's certainly one of the first things that was done in this administration.
But should we have done nothing with Ukraine? The pipeline would not even be a subject today if Russia had not invaded Ukraine. Why are they invading Ukraine? Why are they killing people? What and where are they going to go next?
That's beyond my knowledge, Scott. No, that's not something I know much about.
No, but the question is, what was supposed to be done? People don't want to fight a war with Russia. People don't want us to just stand by and do nothing. People don't want the gas prices to go up. So what do you do?
I don't know. That is not an area that I have anything more than a small amount of knowledge in. And any kind of conflict is unfortunate, and I don't know what to say.
Well, no, I'm just saying I don't think it matters. I don't think it matters who the president is. When a war breaks out between two countries, and one is trying to swallow up the other, and you try to stop that without boots on the ground, what are you supposed to do?
I don't know. That's not in my knowledge base. I can't give an answer, Scott. That is not one thing that's not one thing where I.
Well, I know, but I think people are expecting the president to have an answer, but you don't have an answer. He doesn't have an answer. Congress doesn't have an answer. I don't have an answer.
I think that divisiveness is detrimental. The different sides aren't getting along, and people have their opinions. And I don't know. It's unfortunate. And now we have byproducts. I think we have more divisiveness, and obviously the gas prices affect everything.
Well, they do, but you know what? And at this point, it really doesn't matter. But the point is Ukraine is on the television every day. If you don't know about Ukraine at this point, I don't know. You must be living in a different time zone. And I don't really understand what the alternative is. We're all yelling, we don't want the gas prices to go up. But when we say, okay, well, what's Ukraine all about? Why are we doing this? Nobody knows anything. I don't understand that.
No, we expect our politicians and others who are experts or expected to be to provide the answer, because I don't have it. This is not an area where I profess knowledge. This is not music from 73 to 87, I can assure you of that. But when it comes to gas prices, we're going to complain, because that's such an important part of our culture. And politically and economically, I mean, just jokes aside, you see the memes about people saying, you know, we approved your loan so you could buy gas. Well, it does affect people, especially those who have to drive long distances. Yeah, it's definitely a good reason to work at home, but everybody has to go places. We're an automobile-driven society.
Well, it's a horrible thing, and nobody's denying that at all. All I'm saying is, are we going to use this as a political hammer, like we use many things in life? Or are we going to try to solve the problem as the greatest country in the world, which I know we can do?
I'd like to think we can, so let's hope. Let's look at the glass as being half full and hope that we can solve it.
Let's hope.
I can hope, but I don't personally have an answer, Scott. There are things that I think I can interject a productive 2 cents worth in, but not in this case.
Well, I don't think anybody knows at this point. If we did, we'd have an answer.
No, and again, it's an unfortunate situation. Let's hope we can come out of it. Yeah, I don't know. It's hard to think about too. But that's why I'm unable really to comment much. You know, I try to look at society and how things change and evolve in a positive light, but it certainly is not a story that we want to think about and then think about what might happen in the future. Let's hope it can come out and not be such a bad thing.
Nope.
And yeah, the gas prices, that's a byproduct that we're all going to feel directly and indirectly. I mean, we already have issues with the supply chain, with inflation. Well, the trucks that bring the supplies use diesel fuel, and you see what the price for that is. So just take it day by day, and let's hope that we can learn something from this unfortunate turn of events. I don't know what else to say, Scott.
Let's see how it shakes out. Thank you.
Yeah, I appreciate you doing such a good job at your remote location. Sounding great as always.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Bye-bye. All right, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. Hey, I got the remote number right. 740-751-4038. If you get the busy signal or it just keeps ringing, just means we're on the line with somebody else. We'd love to hear from you, 740-751-4038. All right, here comes a call. Go ahead, caller.
I got yesterday.
Oh, okay.
And Kroger's had a 409, and I had 30 cents off, so I paid $3.79. My car had a fourth of a tank, and I put $53 in. And if I filled it up, I'm pretty sure I would have went probably 60, maybe a little over. And saving 30 cents, I don't know if I'd be close to $70 or close to that probably.
What do you make of this?
Well, let's put it this way. They say that we do the gas and all that fossil stuff cleaner than anybody else, yet we're buying it from all these countries that are polluting the air. So what's the purpose of that? And then I'm going to tell you, Hunter Biden, Biden's son, the electric cars, I don't think most of us are going to be able to touch them. He helped China just buy a cobalt, a COBALT mine. I don't know what country. I don't know how much. It was way up there. I don't know what percentage. I forget that he got. And the electric cars have to use this. So why did he help us get the mine?
You know, when we talked, I asked you to write down the name of that station you watch on your Fire Stick. What is the name of that station?
It's not one, Scott. I click on little boxes. Like the news, you know, like Lester Holt. I don't know if he's on a half an hour. He'll tell a little bit about three things. I might get 5 minutes of him. But I get Newsmax, I get other ones, and then this is it. He could, let them do the gas and oil, here's oil, and then not buy any. We're giving Putin money, millions, and he's killing those people over there. This is ridiculous.
Now, who's killing who?
That old guy that's bombing Ukraine, that old Putin or whatever.
Oh, yeah, Putin, and what is the answer there? That's the question.
Thing is, he was taking in $1 billion a day for his oil and stuff. And if he hooked that up with Germany, and Germany, I don't think that pipeline, they've hooked it up yet. And yet, we're going now to Iran. And Biden. They said he would not put up with him in office. They said he is, he wouldn't believe all the words they used. And it was different countries. You know, they don't. Australia was one. And all the countries said they can't believe that we keep him in as president. So, but I'll write down where I get it and the little thing, and then you can probably go on your computer and do this.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to find out. You know, I would like to just check the accuracy, because a lot of times things are said that are not exactly true. Certainly the gas prices are a true issue right now, and certainly what's going on in the Ukraine is a true issue.
Oh, those people, that just makes me sick. I mean, if all the countries would not get... I mean, if somebody told me what it is, you know, how many years, Russia and China, we're going to be the third world power. We are not going to get it. And one thing they said, the American Indian said, the United States will fall. And it's not because of fighting, it's because of their greed.
Well,
they will lose the U.S. because of their greed. Like in Congress, Pelosi, they're all invested in this oil and all this stuff. I mean, there's no way nobody wants to do anything with China. The basketball players, they're all too invested. They could care what they do to those people over there as long as you could get the money. And it's green and stuff. But I'll write it down, Scott. And what else? I think that was about what I was going to tell you.
How did things go with your car?
Well, I got it back yesterday. First, they thought, you know, when they work on a computer, I think it's a computer, they cannot do anything. It has to go to a dealership. She said, I hate to send you there because they charge a fortune. And finally, I figured it out. But one thing, the speed thing still lights up red when I turn it on, but that's all it does. And it only cost me $178. Would you believe three times, I'm up about $800.
My gosh.
Well, they don't get it right. So, and stuff. But that's what I said. One says, well, this one didn't do this. And then I don't go back to that garage because I don't trust them. I take it to another one and it screwed up worse. And then the next one tells me, well, then they did something.
Well, hopefully it gets better for you.
Yeah, I took it to Precision.
Oh, okay.
Call on the show and say they were good, so I thought, well, I'm going up there. So that's good. Where I took it.
Let us know how it turns out.
Yesterday, but I don't think I'm going to be able to pass it.
Well, hey, thanks for calling.
Goodbye.
51 minutes past the hour, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. That is the remote line, 740-751-4038. We would love to hear from you. Gas prices are the story this morning. 33 minutes past the hour. And again, working from a remote studio, I hope you can hear everybody okay. Go ahead, caller.
Hey.
Hey. Afternoon Speedway
and Miller Mart in town. I got gas yesterday morning. It was $3.79.
Four.
Went up 50 cents yesterday. That last week it went up 80 cents. Oh.
My gosh, $4.29.
Yeah, it's $4.29. It's going to be $5 thanks to our president and all the Democratic Party that they think, you know, we got enough resources in this United States to take care of ourselves. But when you shut off the pipeline from Canada, the oil, that started the process. It's very simple. Like when Trump was in, we got enough resources, we can take care of ourselves. But no, it's just a mess. It's a mess. And then people were putting whoever his name is, plus he's an old guy, he's got to show his power. You know, then people didn't do nothing. It's a shame. People want to be concerned. If you had relatives or something over there, you'd be real concerned. But it does affect America on different things. Well, we've got something going on someplace else.
You know, I was watching the news yesterday, and most people seem to feel that after he's done with Ukraine, which it looks like is going to happen pretty soon, that he's going to go to another country, and if it's a NATO country, we will help to protect it. And
it's at the paper today. Baltic is right next to one of them countries, Baltic 1 or Baltic 2, and that was no concern, but they're in the NATO thing, okay? And Biden did say in the paper, if they start to invade them, then we'll step in, which they should. If you belong to NATO, you're buying protection like insurance. Other countries are supposed to come to your allies to help you.
Well, and I think that was one of the reasons that everybody was so upset about Ukraine, even though they're not an ally and they're not NATO. They know Putin is not going to stop. His goal is to take over the world, I believe. I mean, I hate to say it that big, but that's the goal.
He's like Stalin, or Mussolini, all them little guys from China. The little people got to show power. They got to show their back. I'll say it that way. You know, it's a shame that some people have to die for people like that.
Well, hopefully we can put a...
They didn't do nothing.
No, and hopefully we can...
They had nice buildings. It looked like the land was nice. They dressed nice. They all looked good, what I've seen of them.
Well, it's very unfortunate because eventually it seems to me we're going to have to intervene, and that's not going to be pleasant for a lot of people who have people in the service and things of that nature. And I don't know what he is thinking. I don't know why this is the time. I honestly, and I do believe that he thinks that this is his last shot. I think he thinks he's got to go for it.
Scott, if they have an Air Force, they can check out that whole armored division of tanks stuff, because you can strike them from the air. You can take them out. They have an Air Force, I'm telling you. With all them tanks in a row, they're setting ducks. You are setting ducks. And they can take them out for the reason. They know they can have no Air Force. So they weren't going to get no resistance here at all. You know, but you're going to win wars now with airplanes. You're going to have boots on some, but not like it used to be. It's going to be airplanes. When Trump got in, what did he do? beefed up the Air Force. You bought planes, more planes. That's what it's going to be run at.
It's going to be interesting.
You can't compete man for man with some of these countries because they've got too many people. Too many.
Well, I just wondered how many people are going to have to get involved in this, because once Ukraine is taken over, then he's going to have that area to fight out of. And I think that's why he went there first.
Yep. Okay.
Hey, no, thanks for calling.
I hope you get
hey, I hope I'm feeling pretty good this morning.
That's good. Just keep a good attitude. You got to have that.
That's right. Hey, thank you.
Okay, Scott.
Bye-bye. All right, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038, 56 minutes past the hour here. It's a conversation to be had this morning. Gas going up fast. Yesterday here in Marion, over $1.20 in some areas. It's unfortunate. The national average right now is $4.06. That's an all-time high. As of today, what a shot. 740-751-4038. Remember, if the phone just keeps ringing or it rings busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else. So call on back in. 740-751-4038. Give us a buzz. It's an interesting world we live in. And you know what? I don't have the answers to these problems. And I don't think anybody does. And if it becomes political, I guess it becomes political. But it's just unfortunate we are where we are. And you know what? Every 4 years, we have the chance to vote for who we want to vote for. And people can do what they do in, what is it now? A couple years? Time blows right on by. You know, I don't know what this is going to do to the gubernatorial thing coming up. Go ahead, caller.
Hi, Scott. Hey. This is 15 degrees here. We're back in Florida.
Oh, you got back just in time before the gas prices went up.
No.
No? Oh, no.
No, they went up down there last week, $3.99.
My goodness.
And coming home, it was pretty much $3.99 all the way. One of my best stops for years was Smithville, Virginia. Gas is always cheaper. It's $3.99.
Isn't that terrible?
All the way home, got off the freeway, or 23 at Waldo. The Duke station in Waldo was $3.79.
Wow.
Cheapest gas we saw the whole way.
I don't know if people are going to go out and fill up today. I don't know what's going to happen.
It's weird.
It is. Yeah. Hey, I got a hard break coming up here. Give me a call back next hour if you can, because I'd like to hear about your trip.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Bye.
We got a hard break coming up here at the top of the hour, but you're tuned to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Phone lines will open back up in about 15 minutes here after the news and weather and all the information of the day. Don't forget, later on today, we've got Adam the Computer Guy from 2:10 until 3 p.m., and then we've got Voice of a People with Linda Sims from 4:10 to 5 p.m. right here on your favorite station, WWGH 107.1 FM. What a time to start working from home when the gas prices reach an all-time high. I'll be back in just about 15 minutes. Don't
You're
switch
listening
that dial.
To WWGH Radio 107.1 LP, Marion, Ohio, the talking place. Just listen to former star of The Jeffersons and 227, Marla Gibbs.
Where did the name Marla come from? It's so unique.
I made it up.
Really?
My name is Margaret, and I thought that was too mouthy. Margaret Bradley. There's no rhythm to it. Of course, it doesn't, I think in the end it doesn't matter.